Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Rory Reed, the former chairman of the Clark County Commission and the son of Senator Harry Reed. For the whole show on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Rory Reed, former chairman of the Clark County Commission. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Hey, Sam. Good to see you.
Let's start out with the Supreme Court ruling on Obamacare that, as we're taping this, came out this morning. It was not a close decision. It was 6-3. Your thoughts on that?
Who'd have thought that John Roberts was a liberal, huh?
Or a pragmatist.
I think that's more likely. I think he is a pragmatist, and the decision said that, basically. He thought that there was no reason for the court to overturn a political decision that was made by Congress. I think that decision represented the last best chance to overturn Obamacare. You know, the House Republicans have voted 50-some times to repeal it, and people have said a lot of things about it, but it's here to stay, and it should be. There's fewer uninsured people in the country. Insurance rates are going down, and I think history will treat Obamacare well.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, In speaking to certain leaders of the Senate on the Democratic side, you know, the plan is to get to single payer. And what your father, Senator Reid, has said to me on this program was he expected within 5 to 10 years we would get to single payer. And I think one of the ways that it's going to get driven there is not with the number of people that are now being insured and all the positive things that came out of Obamacare, but I, for example, first year my premium went down. Mm-hmm. The second year my premium went up. But also, I have a $12,000 deductible. Mm. Man, that's a lot of money.
It is.
And that really makes it just, you know, emergency insurance is not for every day, so I'm paying for everything. You know, the more people that are in that situation, do you think it's going to push it towards? Because I look at, you know, a close relative who's on Medicare. Mm-hmm. They get $2 prescriptions. Mm. I mean, I'd take Medicare in a second.
I think that what people have seen is that doing nothing isn't a good option. The Republicans have talked a lot about repealing Obamacare, but it's not clear what they would do. What exactly would they do? And doing nothing isn't an option. And it's in the public interest to do something about this. If Obamacare isn't perfect and there's more to be done, that remains to be seen. But intervention into this upside-down insurance market has been a good thing for the people of America, and maybe that will lead to some other action. I'm not sure.
And you know, we saw with Social Security and Medicare that it wasn't a static law. It didn't stay the same over history, historic times. Things change. Congress made changes. You know, President Bush made changes with the prescription drug benefit. So what kind of changes do you see coming out of a Congress that's so divided as this one is?
I think it will be difficult for this Congress to do anything. I think they've shown the ability to do nothing well because of what you said, that it's just so acrimonious and so partisan. So I think it will be very unlikely that they'll take significant action like they did with Obamacare. But they may do some things, you know, to on the margins to make it better for folks. And then maybe with time, they'll be able to reach some kind of consensus. You know, Obamacare is very similar to what Mitt Romney did in Massachusetts. When Ted Kennedy was alive, he had productive conversations with Republicans on these issues. And that kind of environment doesn't exist in Washington right now, but I imagine we'll return to it at some point.
Well, what's interesting, too, is, you know, we've seen this in the last 24 hours, we have the alignment of President Obama and Mitch McConnell on the trade deal.
Right.
Did that surprise you?
Did surprise me. It surprises, I think, anybody these days when Washington comes together on an issue, and particularly when Democrats and Republicans can find a way to do something. And I think more of that needs to happen.
But did it surprise you that you know, the unions fought this very heavily, and a lot of Democrats were solidly against this? So were you surprised that it eventually got enough to get through?
I think President Obama realizes that his time is short, and he's trying to leave a legacy, and he's going to try to do whatever he can to make that happen. He's going to work with the people that will work with him, and it's hard to blame him for that.
Yeah, but it was just interesting to see that particular one come through. I want to start talking to you about the candidates. We talked to Amy Tarkanian the other day about the Republican side, but I want to get your opinion on the Democratic side.
Amy endorse Hillary Clinton? I heard she was going to.
I believe she said that as she was leaving the door
Maybe I heard wrong.
But you headed up Hillary Clinton's efforts in Nevada the last time around. Are you going to do the same this time around?
I'm going to be as involved as she wants me to be, and I have been working behind the scenes as hard as I can for her. I think that she is an incredibly competent woman with experience that nobody else can even come close to matching. And I think that Americans in this dangerous world with all the problems we have are looking for a leader that knows what they're doing and can hit the ground running, and she's it. So absolutely, I'm going to help her.
What do you think about Amy's comments that, you know, Hillary Clinton doesn't have to answer questions if she doesn't want to answer them?
I think that more has been said about Hillary Clinton than probably any political figure in the history of American politics. She has had all kinds of questions raised. I think she's answered them all. I think the thing that the impression that will be left at the end of the day is what I said, that she's a competent, experienced leader that has personal relationships with almost every world leader and can help chart a course for us in the future. And I think for that reason, she'll be the next president.
What do you think her biggest accomplishment has been?
Well, I think that, as First Lady, she basically started this conversation about health care. She led that effort. It wasn't successful,
right. But
it got the ball down the field, I think, a long ways and made the strides we've made more recently possible.
But at the time, it was seen as a disaster.
At the time, it wasn't successful, but I think she courageously stood up and said the truth, and the truth was our system doesn't work. We need to do something. We finally have. As a senator, I think what she did was demonstrate how bipartisan leadership can happen. You know, she is criticized as being too partisan and too liberal sometimes, but her track record is other than that. As a senator, she had very close relationships with people like John McCain and Lindsey Graham, people you wouldn't think that she would work well with, and was effective there. And then
And what would you say her single most greatest accomplishment was in the Senate?
I think it was that. She set an example as how to be a bipartisan leader. And then as Secretary of State, She traveled the world, developed the relationships that I described, and showed strength in various situations where it was needed. In Syria, she was a strong voice. Dealing with Osama bin Laden, she was a strong voice, and I think she'll continue to be that.
Does Benghazi continue to hang over her?
I think Benghazi is a creation of Fox News and House Republicans. They are looking for a way to damage her. There have been thousands of pages of documents produced and dozens of hearings, and you know, the most they can say is that somebody changed some talking points. It's a thing where there's no fire and there's no smoke. I just think they need to get over that and move on and talk about something real.
All right, let's take a break. More with Rory Reed when we come back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rory Reed, the former chairman of the Clark County Commission. And we're going through the candidates. Bernie Sanders, what role is he playing in this campaign, do you feel?
I think Bernie Sanders deserves credit for being principled. He believes what he says, and he says it, and he should get credit for that. I think that he won't be a real factor in the race. You know, people are talking about these polls in New Hampshire and Iowa where he's made gains on Secretary Clinton, but what people need to realize is that the polls previous to those had included Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden and others in the race, and now it's just a horse race between Hillary and Bernie, and that's why the poll has changed. Her level of support hasn't changed, so I don't think he'll be a real factor in the race, but he deserves credit for being a principled politician that believes in his ideals.
Do you think if he wins one primary or caucus that suddenly there'll be a lot of money flowing his way?
No, I think that if we're talking about polls, Washington Post poll that just came out recently, 92% of Democrats said that they were satisfied with Hillary Clinton as their nominee. That's unprecedented for this stage of a race. Her support among Democrats is incredibly solid, and I think people already see her as the nominee.
Do you think that if Bernie Sanders gains any more traction, that it would pull Elizabeth Warren into the race?
No, I think he fills a vacuum. I think that there was some concern among more liberal members of the Democratic caucus that there be a voice, and he fills that role, and I don't think that he'll draw anybody else into the race. I think he fills that vacuum.
What do you think Martin O'Malley is doing?
I don't know. I think he thought he would be Bernie Sanders. I think he thought that he would build a future for himself politically by being the alternative to Secretary Clinton and by having the opportunity to be in debates with her. And I think he thought it would serve his political career, but that's not what happened. Now he's an afterthought, even more of one than he was before.
Let me ask you a question I'm asking a lot of people on this program. What do you think the state of Nevada is going to lose when your father steps down as Senate Minority Leader?
Well, I'm as biased as you can be.
Of course, but I have people on the exact opposite side, and a lot of them, including people like Sig Rogich, who ran Republicans for Reid, and others will tell you that they supported Senator Reid because he was so beneficial to the state.
I think the people don't understand, frankly, what it means to have somebody with his seniority and have somebody in leadership, what that does for a small state like Nevada. And I think his loss will be felt, and it will become clear when he's not there what he's done for the state, unfortunately. And he's a, you know, he once in a while says a thing or two that might be controversial.
What? I've never heard that.
And he can be partisan because that's his role as the Democratic leader. And that I can understand why that might frustrate people. But at the end of the day, what he wants to do is make life better for Nevadans. And he's in a position to really do that. And I think it will be a great loss for our state.
And what do you think of Chuck Schumer via Nevada? You know, will he be good, bad, indifferent? I mean, you know, there are nuclear power plants in New York State.
I think that that remains to be seen. I think that Nevada is going to have to continue to be vigilant on the issue of nuclear waste and a host of other things. You know, we're a small state, and we don't have the loudest voice in Washington, and so hopefully others can fill that vacuum and take up the call.
All right, let's take a break. More with Rory Reid when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
I got to AMP from a counselor at my high school. She introduced me. We did the walkthrough. But once I did get to AMP, I really liked it. I also was able to open up with Monica and Janine a lot. And I definitely do not regret it because I know with Monica and Janine, I can go to them and they'll give me the best advice ever.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Come in and shop the newly expanded clearance center inside RC Willie. Take advantage of clearance savings on closeouts, discontinued items, one-of-a-kinds, and quality new furniture. Clearance values change weekly, so you'll want to shop often. RC Willie, your home, your way.
Why settle for the frustrations of satellite? One out of four satellite customers claim they have reception outages and bad weather, and 80% of satellite customers don't have real video on demand.
Plus, there's this on your house.
With Spectrum, everyone has access to tons of free on-demand options instantly, and your favorite HD channels are already included. And our DVR service lets you pause, play, and rewind live TV in up to four rooms.
Can't do that with satellite.
With the Spectrum TV app, watch live TV anywhere in your home on your mobile devices and download movies and shows to watch offline anywhere. Call 844-882-2999 now. Spectrum Internet is 20 times faster than DSL, so everyone in your home can be online at the same time. Get Spectrum Internet and get unlimited calling and great features with Spectrum Voice. Get TV, Internet, and voice from $29.99 a month each with no contracts and a money-back guarantee. Call 844-882-2999 today.
Counting the days until you can afford a replacement? At RC Willie, you don't have to. Our low payment plans make it easy to get what you want when you want it.
is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rory Reed. He's the former chairman of the Clark County Commission. How is Brian Sandoval doing as governor?
I think that his political achievements are remarkable. To think that a Republican governor could get two Republican houses in Nevada to raise taxes by over $1 billion, who would have believed it? So I think that he's an incredibly able politician, and I think history will look back at what he did and continue to consider it as a remarkable achievement.
You know, it was interesting. I went back and watched the debates you had on Nevada Newsmakers right before the election between you and the governor. And the governor said over and over again that he would not raise taxes on the population. And you decried that and said he would have to be able to complete his agenda. And it was interesting because even though you guys were tough on each other during the debates, it was very clear that you actually liked each other.
I have a lot of respect for the governor. I think he is a good man. I think he believes that Nevada can't improve if it doesn't do something about its education system, and he proved that. I think that whatever he said during the campaign, reality became apparent, and he had to take action, and he did. Now, I, and I'm not saying I agree with everything that he did.
And what do you disagree with?
I think that the education savings accounts, SB 302, for people who don't know what that is, you can basically take the money that's allocated for your child and do what you want with it. I think that
is... But the intent is to go to charter schools or to go to religious schools or to pay for homeschooling.
The fact is that there's very little accountability, and you can take that money out of the public school system and do what you want with it. I question whether it's constitutional, and I think it's bad policy. If we have so many problems with our public schools, why would we create an opportunity for a huge diversion of resources out of the public schools into some other place that we don't have any purview over? So I think that's a mistake. And for all those that are running a victory lap saying, you know, Nevada's education system is every problem solved, that's just not true. I think what the governor did was good, but it was categorical spending targeted at certain things. General education spending will actually go down, and the funding formula, which is inequitable, decades old, and poorly drafted, continues to exist. And I think if you ask the governor, he would tell you that there's more to do. But I think we need to focus. You know, I said congratulations, but now it's time to focus on the serious problems that continue with Nevada's education system and the inequities that existed prior to this legislative session. May have been exacerbated in some ways by what took place.
And do you think it's going to take 3 to 5 years for us to see the results of what's happening here with this change in monies?
I don't know. I think that we need to, you know, watch and learn from what happened. As I said, the money was targeted for certain purposes. We need to see if it serves those purposes. And then, more important than anything, we need to do some fundamental change. We need to change the funding formula, and we need to make sure that our education system is equitable, because the fact is that it is not, and this categorical spending, I don't think will solve every problem in the world. I think it's great what he did, but there's much more to do, and we need to continue to pay attention.
Carol Velardo was on this program a couple of days ago, and she was talking about the commerce tax, and she said it is not good tax policy. Do you agree?
I think that often what happens in Nevada is we do what we can. And I think that there was some recognition that it would be difficult to build a new administrative structure to administer a new tax. And for that reason, they used existing formulas. So I think Carol's probably right. But I think the governor was cognizant of that. He wanted to get something done, and he did what he could to get it done.
And the other thing she pointed out was that it's not just going to be the people who pay the tax that are going to have to deal with this. It's all the people that don't pay the tax will also have to fill all the reporting requirements. It's a great day for accountants.
That's true. And, you know, Carol knows more about Nevada and taxes than anybody in the world. And I think...
Literally anybody in the world.
I chose my words, yeah. And I think that... anytime you do anything with respect to taxes, particularly increase them, it's going to cause concern and be fertile ground for criticism. But the fact was that our education system was, the worst in the country. We had to do something, and you know, it had to happen at the Nevada legislature, which isn't always the most efficient thing in the world.
We've got about 30 seconds left. Have you ever seen anything like the Uber lobbying campaign?
That was really remarkable. I mean, if we cared that much about education, we could even do more. It was a thing to behold.
And were you surprised at the tax that came out of it? I'm sure the taxicab companies here weren't pleased.
I'm sure they're not. It's a lot, transportation in a tourist-based economy is an important thing, and I can see why it was controversial.
All right, that's where we got to leave it. Come back sooner, okay?
I'd love to.
All right, thank you so much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
What do a NASCAR driver,
a comedian,
and a professional golfer have in common?
We talked to our doctors about treatment with Xarelto. Xarelto has proven to treat and help reduce the risk of DVT and PE blood clots.
Xarelto has also been proven to reduce the risk of stroke in people with AFib not caused by a heart valve problem.
For people with AFib currently well managed on warfarin, there is limited information on how Xarelto and warfarin compare in reducing the risk of stroke.
I tried warfarin before, but the blood testing routine and dietary restrictions had me off my game.
Not this time.
That was Xarelto.
I'll have another Arnold Palmer.
Make mine a Kevin Nealon.
Really, Brian?
Hey, safety first.
Like all blood thinners, don't stop taking Xarelto without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of a blood clot or stroke. While taking, you may bruise more easily, and it may take longer for bleeding to stop. Xarelto may increase your risk of bleeding if you take certain medicines. Xarelto can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Get help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling. If you have had spinal anesthesia while on Xarelto, watch for back pain or any nerve or muscle-related signs or symptoms. Do not take Xarelto if you have an artificial heart valve or abnormal bleeding. Tell your doctor before all planned medical or dental procedures. Before starting Xarelto, tell your doctor about any kidney, liver, or bleeding problems.
Xarelto has been prescribed more than 11 million times in the U.S.,
and that number's growing.
Like your guy's scores.
With Xarelto, there is no regular blood monitoring and no known dietary restrictions.
Treatment with Xarelto was the right move for us.
Ask your doctor about Xarelto.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
I love being able to buy and wear my glasses the same day. Why would anybody wait 2 weeks?
Two pairs start at $38.71 and two pairs with progressive lenses just $76.92.
I got two pair with progressive lenses and they were ready before I could finish my lunch.
They have lots of choices at great prices. And oh, my glasses are ready.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.